Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
I've decided something that I've realized about adulthood, and I've just decided this is a true fact. I've become sort of a philosophizer, whatever you call it.
A philosophizer?
Yeah, that's somebody that does philosophy.
Yeah. It's a philosopher, but yeah.
As you get old, they say there's only two absolutes in life, death and taxes.
Yeah.
I think that's false.
That is false.
I think the two absolutes in life are what's for dinner.
Yeah.
And laundry.
Yeah. All things you kind of have to do.
We'll start with dinner.
Yeah.
For the rest of my life, do I have to figure out whether I want beef or chicken and what ethnicity I want to make it? Do I want to make it Spanish? Do I want to make it Italian?
Yeah.
Americanize it? Do I want to put some buffalo sauce on it? Like,
see, right now, that's the way you're thinking because you're a married couple and there's no children. What do you guys call yourselves? Because you're little dog owners?
Dildos. Yeah. Dual income little dog owners.
Yeah. So that's all you have. But when you have kids, you're going to have a lot more to worry about. Like, dinner, you're just going to grab anything and create a dinner out of that. Your days of creating a meal... You're going to watch...
My days of creating a meal are gone. I'm burnt out on that.
Yeah.
I'm burnt out on it.
All right. That's not good.
Now let's move to the next one, laundry.
Yes.
Does that ever end?
No. Especially good. Let's go back to having kids again. That's a whole new animal when that starts in there.
I feel like laundry is a constant... Like, I'm never done with laundry.
No. Yeah, and that's only two of you right now.
I know.
Here's what I would tell you. You have a baby, right? And the baby's like, newborn.
Okay,
you can barely crawl or anything.
Yeah.
That's the day to start teaching it how to use the washing machine and the dryer.
All right.
Their own laundry.
So when we do have a kid, that's what I'll do.
You made this mess, you clean it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say that with me. You made this mess.
You made this mess.
You clean it. Yeah. See, keep saying that to yourself.
I've watched my brother try that. It does not work.
No, not at all.
When is it going to, the laundry doesn't stop. The dinner I can figure out eventually.
All right, I can tell you, I'm being on the flip end as the empty nesters, mom and I. We still, both of us, but now it's at the point, it's funny because not the family thing, so I'll do my laundry and she'll do hers. But every time you turn around, it's like, how did I wear that many clothes in 1 week?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Where is it coming from? I feel like I just find more laundry to do.
Yeah. I've seen your basement floor. That's your laundry basket.
It never stops. It's just like, oh, look, here's more clothes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even remember wearing this shirt.
Well, here's what you have to do then. You have to start doing laundry every night.
I am.
Oh, you are?
It's like dinner.
All right, it's going to be
I'm doing it every night.
Yeah, don't have children then. Things aren't going to work out for you.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.